The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Same ground, different sound. You're on Homo Ground. This is Scantron with episode 193.
Silence, the true inspiration, it's hidden. There is no good or bad, just your mind chooses sides for the thinking. Between seconds of silence, the true inspiration, it's hidden.
That was the song Seconds of Silence, which was released earlier this year by Alice Sonia Michael, based in Europe. She's currently working on some new music, so head over to her website to find more information about her, homoground.com/episode193. Hope everyone is having a good summer. Hope you're getting to catch some live music. And if you've been to a good show lately, let us know who you saw, who you're listening to right now, what's on your summer playlist. We want to know. You can tweet at us on Twitter. Our handle is HomoGround. We're on Instagram too. Get in touch. Let us know. Up next is the band Dragons in Gardens. They are a global duo based in LA and Berlin. And they formed in the autumn of 2015 when they met for the first time at a musician residency program called One Beat. Earlier this year, they released their debut self-titled single called Dragons and Gardens, which is coming up next. And to find out more information about them, you can head over to homoground.com/episode193. You just heard music from Dragons and Gardens. If you like the music that you're hearing on Homoground, please feel free to spread the word about this podcast, whether it's posting it on your Facebook, Twitter, or just leaving a comment or a review on iTunes. It's all really helpful, and we're trying to, you know, spread the word about all these amazing bands that we feature. A lot of the musicians on this episode are from various places around the globe, so it's really cool that we're able to hear about new music that's coming out from different parts of the world. So coming out of London is a musician named Kreitman, and she is a lover of dogs, cigars, and Haagen-Dazs ice cream. Kreitman sent us over a preview of a new single that will be released this October. It's called All About the People. And she actually told us a little bit about what the song means. Kreitman said, "I was in the studio in Nice last year, and all I kept seeing on TV were horrific images of refugees, lines of adults and children, tear gas and riots. So I replied, not in an explicit or political fashion, but by writing about people generally, about humanity, by basically saying, hey, fuck, this is obscene, we are all the same, we're all just people, can't we please sort this out properly? So coming up next is a song all about the people, which you can also check out the music video for at queermusic.tv. And coming up after that song is It's In You and Absolution.
Thank you.
Some pretty chill tunes on Homo Ground today. I'm digging it. I enjoy this kind of music. I like all kinds of music for the most part. So yeah, at any given time, you could pick up my earbuds and be like, whoa, that was completely different than what you were listening to like an hour ago. My roommates can attest to hearing lots of deep house music coming from my room when I'm working on projects. But when I go see music live, I always go to like DIY punk shows. But I guess that really speaks to the eclecticity. I can't say that word. I guess that really speaks to, you know, the vast amount of genres that Homo Ground features on the show, because, you know, a lot of us that work on the podcast and on the events, we do have a very wide range of musical interests. I think it's just because we just love music in general and the way that it can make you feel, it can make other people feel, just, yeah, I guess the overall feeling of it is just... if it makes you feel something, then gender doesn't matter. I mean, genre doesn't matter, but gender doesn't matter in this case either. I don't know, that's how I feel. If something speaks to you and moves you and connects with you in a way, then it's gonna do that regardless of what it is or what form it takes shape in, you know? So that there's no denying that once you feel something, then, you know. Coming up next is Astra Zero, a visual artist and singer-songwriter from British Columbia, Canada. Cool thing that he told us is that he makes and records all of his music in his car. Though, I think, you know, it's getting a little cramped in there, so he's actually in search of a producer who has a like-minded sound, someone to help him to create what he hears in his head, and lives nearby. So if you're a producer, you live in British Columbia, nearby the area, and you like what you hear, you should get in touch with Astra Zero. You can find links to his websites, Instagram, and Twitter at homoground.com/episode193. He also told us that he's not afraid of taking risks as an artist, though he does have a hard time taking risks in everyday life situations. I'm sure a lot of musicians, artists, creative people in general can also relate to that. Or maybe you can't. Maybe you are a creative person who's afraid of expressing yourself in those realms, but in your everyday life, you're pretty good at taking risks. So I don't know if you feel like you can relate or not relate, or maybe you can exchange some information with Astra Zero. Go ahead, hit him up, talk about life. He sent us a song about hooking up with someone you probably shouldn't be hooking up with, and it's called We Make the Rules. But first, I've got the song Chemistry, and then you'll hear We Make the Rules, and then Back to Life. I'm
even if I wanna go, even if I never wanna see your face again. I know we ain't never gonna tell, fucking up the dream alone. We the kind of boys who make the rules of as we go along.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Homo Ground. Closing out this episode is Mia Renwall from Helsinki. She is known as a member of the immensely popular a cappella group called Fork and from The Voice of Finland. She stands for equality and isn't afraid to speak out for what's right. Her song Full Circle Rainbow was the official theme song of Helsinki Pride this year. It's also the first single from her second solo album, which she's currently working on right now. You can also watch the music video for the song at queermusic.tv. Before I close out with her song Full Circle Rainbow, I just wanted to read an iTunes review that someone left. And I read these just because it kind of reaffirms to me that people actually listen to this podcast, because even though it's like, you know, you live in a city, you get to go to see a lot of bands play, it still is kind of isolating because I'm still just sitting here in my room recording this and then putting it out into the world and not really knowing if people are actually listening. So I don't know, this is just more of like a thing to make me feel better about everything. But so Mathemagic wrote on June 28th, better than the radio. As a member of the LGBT community, this podcast gives me life. It is the soundtrack of my week, and as I am a new listener to the show, I will be listening to back episodes for months. I can't say enough how brilliant, important, empowering, and enjoyable this podcast is. Mainstream music and radio is almost all about heterosexuality, so this source of music from LGBTQ musicians has absolutely changed my life. Thanks, Homoground. No, seriously, thank you, Mathemagic. That was a really kind review, and just a really kind thing to say in general, let alone, like, leave it as a review on iTunes. Get in touch with us, whoever you are. I mean, I'm sure you listen to the podcast, so if you're hearing this and you wrote that review, hit us up, homoground@gmail.com. We'd like to, you know, give you some thanks, send you some stickers or something. Yeah, all right. Thanks for sticking around with me on this episode as I took you on a mumbling, bumbling, rumbling, tumbling journey. Here is the song Full Circle Rainbow by Mia Renwall.
Constellation of time.
No one ever comes here but me. Radio for the daydreamers. I don't know. I hope I don't come across as like being too self-congratulatory, you know, just like speaking a lot of love for Homoground and the various roles that it plays in different things, but I don't know. I'm just like, I'm not very good at talking about things. So sometimes it's easier when someone else can do the talking for me. Mostly because, I don't know, I just have a hard time even believing things. So convincing myself to believe something is actually true is hard for me. So it's definitely reaffirming to hear other people kind of validate these things for me, which, I don't know, it's probably something I need to work on within myself. You know, sometimes it does get isolating, and you feel like, I've been doing this thing for 5.5 years now, like, should I keep doing this, or should I, like, go do something else? I have ADD, and it's hard for me to keep focus on things for a while, so just the fact that, you know, Homoground has been going on for 5.5 years really speaks something, and really, I guess, kind of, like, puts me out of my shoes and makes me realize that, you know, this is something that is really important to me, and it's really important to a lot of other people. I don't know, I feel like I don't really say that too often, or at least really recognize it and kind of like envelop myself in that, but yeah, it's just a nice thing. This segment of the podcast is actually going to be cut from the normal podcast, and it's just going to go in a folder of like positive affirmations for Lynn to listen to in the morning.